Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's our last show for the year of 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. And may 2024 bring you nothing but beautiful things, everything that you're in alignment with. I'm so excited to begin this year, this new year. I want you to meet our first guest today on Stories of Hope. Meet Eileen Noyes. She's formerly part of the NFL world for over 9 years. She's experienced the up and downs of professional sports, from entering in as a wife to a high-profile figure to leaving the game and enduring the many challenges that come with the transition out. As she found her way through the journey of living in the public eye, Eileen moved from a 16-year marriage to an unforeseen divorce to a single mom of eight to starting all over again. Oh, there's more. Now Eileen resides in California with her husband, Michael, and eight of their 15 combined children. She flourishes and juggles the roles of wife, mom, author, speaker, and entrepreneur. Her passion now is not only helping pro athlete wives, she desires to raise up women from all walks of life who've been overshadowed by life circumstances to find herself once again and live in the fullness of who God created her to be. Amen to that. Welcome to the show today, Eileen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. We already had such a fabulous conversation before we started the show. I look forward to hearing more about what it is that you do and why you do it. So what got you started? I mean, you were in the professional NFL and then mm-hmm. you came out. And mm-hmm. is that what got you started in this business,
entrepreneurship? In terms of entrepreneurship? I never even thought of it like that. To be honest, I hated that word entrepreneur. Like to me, I felt like whenever I heard that word, I'm like, those are risk takers. And it's just like, you know, it's just, they were just kind of on the extreme for me. And so as I learned what entrepreneurship meant, with the definition that we were given, was an entrepreneur is really someone who solves someone else's problems. So it has nothing to do with how you get paid. And so as I looked at it like that, I started embracing it. And I didn't, you know, what I felt like I was called to do, I never even looked at it like as, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. I mean, you know, what happened was I was a stay-at-home mom, raising the kids. I loved doing that. It's just been my joy. And, you know, in my my NFL, you know, ex before we divorced, you know, that is a hard, you know, road to travel in the sense of NFL. And it seems like all glamour and glitz, but it's really hard for these guys to transition out. And I didn't see it coming. I thought we were doing well, but as he transitioned out and just other things involved, unfortunately, he walked away from life as we knew it. You know, we were Christians and he was a very outspoken Christian. And all of a sudden it started like it was slow at first, but it was he basically started following this cult. And so what happened was, you know, like polygamy was now okay, encouraged. We went back to the Old Testament law. It was, like I said, it was slow. So it wasn't like, hey, it's, you know, like I'm going to bring on another wife. It wasn't like that at first. It was, you know what? I think we need to start, going back to the Old Testament. We need to start doing that Sabbath and, you know, things that at first I was like, okay, it's like, this is kind of weird. You know, why are we doing that? And we had our daughter. So we had six boys and we had our daughter. And then as he was, you know, like just diving into, you know, this new the religion and whatever, he said she has to wear a head cover, and he wanted to encourage me, or he was trying to encourage me, no makeup, t-shirts, long skirts, and all this stuff. And so it was like, it was a fight for me of like, okay, where are we going with this? And at the same time, I felt like, okay, like if he's doing this for God, like I guess I just got along and go along with it. Yeah. And so, you know, like I said, it was a slow fade into, all of a sudden, you know, like I was not submissive. I was rebellious. I was never good enough. And that was 2 years. And at first I was like, okay, we're going to snap out of this. And then once he really got into the mix and found a teacher, that was basically telling him that women were created in the image of God. They're meant to only serve men. Their value comes from that. Their determination of heaven is contingent on her obedience to her husband, all that stuff. I mean, when that got on the table, it was like, look, this is not the God I serve. This is not what we had, like the direction that we were going. And I just stepped away thinking like, you know, I had to take the kids because he wanted to take us to this cult, which was out in Tennessee. I just stepped away thinking, okay, like understand what's on the line. Like we cannot do this. And we were hoping that it would come to his senses. And unfortunately he never did. And so through that trial, through that process, I just remember thinking like, God, if I have to go through this, make good of it, get glory. Like if you're going to help me get through this, then help, you know, let me help other people through. And so that's how I looked at it. And so, as you know, I went from survival to single mom of 8 kids, stabilizing and even remarrying. It was like, okay, like, Lord, what do I do? Like, did I go through all that for nothing? And that's when he started stepping me into, okay, I want you to start writing. And so here I thought it was going to be, the first book was like a memoir. I know the title of the book, but that one, it's like, no, not that one yet. He goes, I want you. And I feel this is like God's only thing that had gotten me through. There's no way that I can get through, you know, something like that without God. And so I do feel like I can hear, you know, from him, and I have a good relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And so he told me, I want you to speak to these women and I want them to understand that you know what they're going through. I want them to feel that you can relate to them. And so that's where it started, this first book. It's called Sideline No More. This actually particular one, it was subtitled Helping Pro-Athlete Wives Get Off the Bench and Live Out Your God-Given Purpose. And so I planted that seed that is slowly getting out to the women. It's so hard because I'm so far removed from the NFL. Yeah. Now, as that book is like getting out, people who know me are opening up that book and going, hey, this is not just for pro-athlete wives. You've got to like somehow make it, you know, more. Because I mean, if you're reading the title and it says helping pro-athlete wives, you're going to put it down. Unless you know me, you're going to go, well, that's not me. So I am in my second edition. It's called Sideline No More, Rise Up and Live Out Your God-Given Purpose. And so it's expanding and I'm able to introduce, you know, different things that I'm doing. I am the founder of Lady Bellator, which means Lady Warrior. And that is a woman who contends for her family, who contends for her marriage, who is like, she's like royalty and she's a warrior. And so she knows that she's ready to fight if she has to, but she doesn't want to. But it's just someone who knows who she is and who doesn't cower down to, like, you know, the way that I look at it as I'm seeing life happen right now. Like there's what I experience, the church, the broken church. So I don't want to say all of it, the broken church who says, this has to be the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be submissive. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. Oh, you're divorced. You know, like there's just the different labels that we're put under. And so we feel like we're disregarded or disqualified. And then you have the world telling us you're supposed to look like Kardashian. You're supposed to, you know, like be the woman, be the man. Like, and so it's like, I want to start raising up women that go, okay, like I'm confident who God says I'm to be. That's his daughter. That's wife. That's mother. That is entrepreneur. All those are part of who she is fully. And so I want that woman to embrace that. And even if she's not married, like she's still included in that. And so I want to start like allowing women to get under that shadow of all the labels that come in different ways and to go, you know what, this is me. and I'm confident I can do this. So
yeah, that's even a title of a good book. This is me and I'm confident I can do this. That would be a great cover, right? I want to tell you, there's a lot of things you said, a lot of things you said that I want to talk on, that I want to speak to. Unfortunately, we have a show with just a few minutes. I would like to invite you to come back for a long conversation.
Sure, I love it.
Where we can really go into these topics, because I love this. I love this unfolding, this blossoming, this transformation that you've gone through. Lots of pain, I'm sure. But what was coming up for me during the time when you were talking about, you know, when your husband was introducing this new plan or whatever, where he was trying to, you know, bring another woman home and, you know, go through this whole thing. You know, when you're married or when you're in a couple, most of the choices that you make are formed based on a belief system that the couple follows and adheres to, right? And right. So your husband started forming a new belief system and basically was trying to bully you, using the Bible, using your relationship with God to make you feel like you're not going to be following God if you don't do this, which would make it appear that you're a victim and that you're powerless and that you don't have your own autonomy and that you don't have your own sovereignty and that you don't have your own relationship, right? That is that woman that is worrying and that is saying, wait a minute, right? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's a lot that we can talk to about
Sorry for my long-winded first answer. I'm like, whoa, look at the time.
Right? But no, this is great. This is really great. I love how you're listening, how you're being directed. I mean, you know, I want to talk what it's like being a mother of 15 children. And I also think it's amazing that, you know, you loved being a mom. You love being a mom, that was first and foremost, which I think this is the most important job for women, to be mothers and to put that as the number one relationship. You know, living in a new modern day world, we need to really bring those values back home, which is really, really important. So I want to talk to you about so many things. So let's tell the audience where they can get your book now, where your book is. And then let's also give your social media handles.
Awesome. Okay. So my book, Sideline No More, this first one, The Helping Pro Athlete Wives, that pretty much is like, the information is you'll get a lot out of it. My second, so that's on Amazon. It's also on Audible. The second edition, it's going to be Sideline No More, Rise Up and Live Out Your God-Given Purpose. It's Lady Bellator edition. And that probably will be coming out, close to March or April. So ladybellator.com is where you can get updates, where you can get filled in, where you'll be able to find, you know, you can always go on Amazon, and I am working on that website still, but being able to go on that link through ladybellator.com, that should be available probably today. So those books, and then let's see. Yeah. So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook.
What's the handles?
Eileen Noyes, Eileen Bermondo Noyes. And then same thing on Instagram, is you could find me at Eileen Noyes.
Yes. Good. Well, Eileen, I think it's absolutely amazing and extraordinary what has birthed through you. You want to say another baby? Another
yes, I actually say that in my book.
More babies being born. I think it's fabulous. You do look amazing. It's hard to believe that you are a mother of 8, 15, right? A combined family now. But it's wonderful what you're doing. And I love the unfolding that's happening and the movement that's happening. So
yes, it is. For sure.
On the show today, yes. And letting us meet you and your incredible journey.
Awesome.
So, thank you, Eileen. We're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's our series of hope today, stories of hope. Meet Tara Hazelip. She's an intuitive career coach, international best-selling author, and the CEO of Grounded Energy 111. She helps women balance their masculine and feminine energy, regardless of gender, to help reduce burnout, increase productivity, and live their definition of work-life balance. Tara combines her clairvoyant gifts with intuitive readings and coaching to help her clients break through burnout cycles faster than traditional career coaching. Welcome to the show today, Tara.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Cornelia.
So what got you started in the business that you're in currently? What made that happen?
Well, it goes back to my first career as a professional dancer. I was an entrepreneur, but really didn't understand the full freedom that I had until I went into corporate. I took a break from dance and went into corporate, became a paralegal, and started learning the ins and outs of how much my time was segmented and was run by my job versus when I was a professional dancer. I kind of had a say over my entire schedule and what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it, kind of thing. But I needed the structure of corporate to kind of find my footing and my place for healing, my own healing process, both emotionally, mentally, and physically. So the mind, body, soul type of healing journey that I went through while I was working in corporate. And then I decided, like, I started getting through the other side of that healing process and decided I wanted to go back into working for myself and doing something that was more like in alignment with who I am and how I wanted to show up in the world and support other people.
Right. And so now, you know, you left the corporate world and you're now an entrepreneur again. And also you were pregnant. You had a child.
Mm-hmm, I did. I have two kids, a 4-year-old and an 8-month-old as of yesterday.
Okay. So how did it happen? Congratulations, 8-month as of yesterday. Wow. So how did it happen that when you left, you know, like what was happening at work that made you, pushed you? Because basically a lot of times when we're being pushed, where we're not feeling in alignment, where we're not feeling honored, where we're not feeling valued, that's when we really see, oh, I'm not welcomed here anymore. Right.
Right. Yeah. The first time around was when my husband and I were getting married and we were talking about having kids, and I was traveling an hour to work every day. And I worked from, 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. And then because we live in an area in Virginia that is, and I was working in an area that's seasonal in the summertime, if I didn't leave right on time for work or leave to go home, my mornings and afternoons were kind of shot. And we were talking about having kids, and he worked out of state. And I was like, somebody's got to be home to take care of these kids. So that's when I decided to leave corporate and build my own practice. And then in 2020, I took a break because I wanted to step back and reassess who I was aligning with, which was women in corporate. And I wasn't ready to coach them yet. I was still healing through my own process. And I found an amazing job working in health tech. And for many that have been working in health tech or in the tech industry, there's a lot of volatility, especially with startups. And I was working for an amazing company. It was an amazing environment, very collaborative. I was very hesitant to turn off the lights on my business, and kind of, I was keeping that going, but things were so good that about a year in, you're expecting that shoe to drop of like, okay, what's the catch type of thing. And it didn't happen. So I was like, this is great. I'm advancing. I'm rebuilding my savings, having retirement. We're talking about building or buying a home. We're talking about adding a second child to the family. I turned everything off in my business. And then about a year and a half in is when the whole dynamic shifted and it became very toxic. It went from, I didn't worry about anything, to I wondered if I had a job at the end of every day. Wow. Yeah. And then when I became pregnant, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was at that place of like, do I tell them? Do I not tell them? How do I ensure that I keep my job? Because I knew things were very volatile and unstable. But I ended up telling them because it was what was in my best interest, and being honest and authentic is who I am. So I did. And then I continued to keep showing up for my team and myself and my job. And I could tell there was a layoff looming. And it was one of those situations where I was like, I can see it coming. I have a young child. I have another one on the way. In the past, when it was just me, I was able to like jump and change jobs and go in a new direction. But when there's other people dependent on you for stability, it's not as easy to jump. And I was listening to my intuition and going, I'm supposed to stay the course. And it's very uncomfortable for me because I'm so used to like seeing things and making a change. And this time around, my intuition was telling me, no, you're supposed to stay the course this way. And I was like, okay, here we go. And I lost my job last year, November, in the beginning of my second trimester, right before the holidays. And to add insult to injury, we ended up losing our rental while we were looking for housing due to a structural issue with the rental property. And we ended up moving in with my in-laws. So by the end of 2022, we were living with my in-laws, had a three-year-old, pregnant with the second, and I had lost my job. And that's just...
Yeah. And let's talk about the realness of it, is that on an intuitive level, you were guided to follow that.
Yes.
And let's talk about that part, because on an intuitive level, you were guided to, stay with it, because that was the guidance that came. And so now looking back, right, because as soon as you said it, you lost your job, you were pregnant, then, now you're having to move in with the in-laws. None of those things are fun, right? Because that brings up a lot of fear, and that brings up a lot of uncertainty and like humility.
Yes. Yes, humility. The humility. Yes.
Humility, right? Because, you have raised your consciousness. You are already an intuitive. You are a clairvoyant, right? So mm-hmm. you have belief systems that believe in a better world and that you can manifest what it is that you want, right? And at the same time, these things are happening. So do you feel that this was all part of letting go? Mm-hmm. Letting go? Go ahead.
Yes, it absolutely was a part of letting go. And the reason why I'm sharing this story is because it has come full circle just as of this month in the past few weeks, where everything that I lost is now coming back for 2024, and everything is kind of set up, and I had to get out of the way. because I'm very action oriented. And this is why I talk about balancing our masculine and feminine energy as women, especially because for me, I pull from my masculine. I'm very action oriented. I'm like, I see a problem. I'm going to find a solution. I'm going to work that solution until I make it happen. And I have to learn to tap into the feminine side of sitting back and going with the flow, even when it's extremely uncomfortable and goes against like my internal nature of what I think is right and what I should be doing. The universe has a higher, has a bigger definition and meaning.
So you would call that an alpha masculine, more in your alpha masculinity, rather than, like you said, you had to really learn how to listen and trust your inner feminine, which mm-hmm. is magnetic, which is receiving, which is allowing, because, you know, which it making room and making space for that instead of the ego mind that was yes. always in charge and said, mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and do this for you. I'm going to go ahead, you know, danger, danger, danger. Right. 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 It's like, okay, exactly. you want to take us out of danger. But in order to really trust the divine flow in balance. Right. And mm-hmm. I love what you call yourself grounded energy and grounded energy. It's perfect. So everything's come back to you. All the things you lost. Right. Like yes. your business is starting to really flourish now. And it looks like you have your new place of living. Is that right? Or
not yet. We're starting to look again and like, but everything is right in alignment to just have it take off. And it's like, okay, great. Let's do this.
That's so great. Well, how do you work with clients? I want to find out.
Yeah. So going into 2024, I have put together a 12-week program, which is going to be a flagship program that is a very deep dive into the very work of everything that I've experienced throughout my multiple changes and journeys through career changes. It's very self-reflective, inner work, mindfulness practices and tools. Once you do that program from there, so much changes for a client. And I'm actually beta testing it for 2024. So if that is something that appeals to anybody in the audience, I invite them to follow me, join the free community. It's called the Grounded Community. It's, you know, you join, I'm going to be in there a lot in the coming year to connect each other. That's what's important to me is connection. When you go through this deep inner work, it's technically shadow work, but I don't always just say that because it's a hot button word and a lot of people get very uncomfortable or uneasy around it. But it is very.
How do they find it? Is the community on Facebook or?
Yeah. So if you find me on Instagram, follow me at grounded_energy111. And the link tree in my bio, the grounded community is right there at the top. You just sign up, you're in. I have just a questionnaire when you go to sign up of what it is that you're looking for. And then I apply that to everybody that's in the community and sharing and connecting each other. And it's an email list for right now while it's growing.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I know that you're going to be amazingly successful. I love how everything is coming back to you. You know, sometimes, like you said, she was in the way and she just had to get out of the way and allow a new
right.
Foundation to be presented, right? That's more in alignment with who she is today, with who your family is and who you are. I think it's so amazing, you know, young mothers such as yourself, to be able to raise your children with belief systems that affirm love and worthiness and unity and divine truths. This is such an important piece because those of us that are more mature, you know, we've had to undo all of those belief systems and it certainly wasn't pretty. So the children that are born today, I think it's amazing to, you know, to be a mother of those children, parents of those children.
So absolutely.
That's really the number one important job. I like the course that you're offering too. So those of you that are listening, go check it out. And Tara, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Certainly would love to talk to you again in the future, maybe for absolutely. A longer talk. So
absolutely.
Wonderful. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. you're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. Meet our next guest, Donita Volksvin, the Senior Director of Member Engagement at Philanthropy New York, is distinguished for her leadership in member engagement, recruitment, and guiding key networks and leadership programs. Her expertise lies in relationship building and aiding organizations in racial equity practices. Donita's philanthropic journey began in 2012 at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors, where she excelled in knowledge management, ensuring equitable information distribution to enhance organizational engagement and performance. A talented opera singer she is. Donita has performed in notable cities like London, Paris, and San Francisco. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm quite thrilled to be a part of the show.
Oh, it's so good. Wow, you've got quite the resume and journeys of what you've accomplished in your life. I mean, you see something like an opera singer, that's huge. And then all the performance things that you've done in leadership and organization and all that. It's huge. So well done you. Well done you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So we were talking before we came on, you know, one of the things that you wanted to highlight today is how to have difficult conversations when it comes to race.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, during the pandemic, things changed significantly for me because I felt like there was this opportunity for all of us to take a guided deep breath and not in the vicinity of others, but to take stock of what really mattered. And I realized that if an entire global pandemic was not an opportunity to say the things that we needed and wanted to say, when would we ever have the time to say the things that need to be said? I also understand, though, that it's difficult for us, you know, we're socialized not to make each other uncomfortable, to be civil, to be polite. And there is, you can be kind, but you can still be provocative and ask those questions of people. Did you mean to say that? Mm. Because I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think your intention was not the impact that it had on me. And especially if we know each other a little bit before, you know, ahead of time, you understand this is a person that you've trusted as a friend, you've shared food, or you've had Zoom conversations that are transformative. And then something gets said like, this happened with a friend of mine that said, you know, we want to honor diversity. We love diversity, but we want to have the best people. And normally a lot of people would just let that pass, you know, but this was a friend that I'd known for quite a while. And he and I had an established practice of being honest with each other. So I, you know, started waving my hands under my armpits because this is the international sign for being sweaty, because I was about to do something that I'd not done before. And I stopped him. Let's call him Douglas, and said, Douglas, did you hear what you just said? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you said, we respect and honor diversity, but we want to have the best people. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what I heard from that is that you think that there are no people of color who could possibly do this job. Is this true?
That's good.
And he said, oh, there may have been an expletive involved, because he realized that something that sounded really, I mean, we all want the best people, and we want diversity. We want diversity of thought, diversity of ideas, as well as color, gender, sexual orientation, gender identification, because it makes for a much more interesting world, frankly, in my opinion. And he, you know, he wanted to take a bit of shame onto himself for having said something. And I said, there's no shame involved here. If this were the 15th time we'd had this conversation, then we might want to have a little bit of a different focus. But in saying, in having the relationship that we do, as long as you can hear what I am offering back to you, we're great. And it changed the timbre of the conversation significantly. And it really influenced what was happening with his organization as well. And I think that no harsh word was said, no voices were raised, nothing happened. And nobody came out of that conversation feeling less than.
Yeah.
And we both had a learning moment. Yeah. And I thought, wow, that was really scary for me, and I'm sure it was for him too. But I was able to, you know, we were able to negotiate with respect and honesty, and I loved it.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot again about your leadership, right? But you having the courage to have the conversation and be willing to take that risk, because it is a risk, because most of the time, the reason I think people don't do it is because they are afraid they're going to lose something, like possibly lose the relationship. Right.
Definitely
quiet than to say something and possibly trigger something. Right. Because that fear of loss that's there, and you so beautifully communicative, opening it up and saying it back to your friend, where it's like, this is what I heard you say, and in such a loving way, in such a truthful way. And then he could see, oh, how that came about. And you weren't doing that to shame him. You were doing that because you really wanted to understand, what did he mean?
Exactly. And I think the idea that we are all coming at each other with malice is Wrong. I worked with a conductor once who was the most even-keeled human being you could ever hope to meet. And I'm not sure if you know a lot of singers, but we're a neurotic bunch. And there might be a little bit of a tantrum or a breakdown or I can't possibly sing this. And I asked him, you know, like, knowing how all of this happens, how do you stay so calm? How do you stay? And he said, you know, the first question I ask myself is this person saying something with an intention of malice towards me? 99% of the time, the answer is no.
That's so good.
It's right? It's so beautiful. And the other 1%, you deal with it differently.
Yeah.
But for that 99%, you're able to go, okay, if it's not malice, where is it coming from?
Yeah, I think, are you writing about this? Are you putting out some type of blog post? Are you putting out some type of, because I really think, you know, like call it effective communication or whatever you're going to call it. But I think this would be a good thing to bring out for people to have a model. We need the model.
I work with three other colleagues that in a discipline called conversational leadership. And we do workshops, we do some writing on it, and they are magnificent in their own fields. You know, we have Saleh Menon out in Abu Dhabi, we have John Hovell in the DC area, and then David Gertine in Britain. And so the four of us have practiced as our own little community about how to understand, how to create a space that is brave and safe enough for us to, there's no other possibility than to talk with each other because it's so delightful.
That's so great.
Isn't it lovely?
It's so great. I mean, this is what we need. You know, this is what we need. We really need to have these safe spaces to allow our unique expression, our individuality to come through true, right? So how do people look you up on social media? What are your handles and how do people find out more about you?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn and my name is so interesting that I don't think there are any other Donita Folkvanes out there. No. So you can just look for me on LinkedIn and I've just started with Instagram because it scared me, but it's DVNY Speak I think that's my handle, DVNY Speak, Donita Folkvane.
Yeah, that's so great, Donita. I like your name. I want to say, by the way, great hair.
Thank you. Pandemic hair.
Fabulous hair.
Thank you so much.
It works so well. I'm so jealous of the curls. It's so beautiful. And the color too, it looks beautiful on you.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you so much for, you know, the work that you're doing in the world. Thank you for coming on. I'd like to contact you again for having another longer discussion in the future.
I'd love it. Okay. I'd love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. Meet our next guest, Julia Pierce, an inspiring presenter and author whose passion for advocacy, personal lived experiences, and communication is truly remarkable. As a lifelong learner, Julia is dedicated to sharing her space and story to help others in ways they never thought possible. She's going to tell us a story right now about a memoir she's written, and she's here to tell us about it. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Wonderful. So you just wrote a memoir and I talked about it in your bio that you are a presenter and storyteller also, and talking about a lived experience. So do tell us about your lived experience.
Yes. So this is what I love to speak about. It's actually what I've been doing for almost 30 years. And that lived experience came alongside our son, and our son started his experience when he was born, just a typical little dude. He knew that he was this powerful soul from his very beginnings. And he then had an experience just before his second birthday that ended up putting us in the hospital with him for about 9 days. This was called a catastrophic illness, with his doctors being very perplexed. They don't know what happened at that point. But he lost all of his skills when he was 2 years old. That means he wasn't able to walk or talk or swallow or sit up or any of those things he had developed when he was 2 years old. Not only were they perplexed, but we were just baffled as well, going, what in the world is going on here? He cared very little about it. He perplexed the doctors, kept them on their toes. They didn't think he was going to get any of those skills back, and they said that around his crib one day. Not a wise thing to do around a very tenacious 2-year-old, and he got up the next day, started climbing out of the crib, reminding ourselves that we don't often know what's going to come next for children. So he did start walking again, very wobbly. I will tell you, he looked very unsteady. So they got him a helmet, strapped his IV cords and all of his tubing onto a little pole, an IV pole, and he went at it. He didn't start crawling again. He started running. And the doctors must have heard that he was doing that because they got there rather quickly. Now, this was back in the day that we had no idea what was happening as well, but we just stood back and grinned, and so did he. Quickly after that, they sent us home and said, so good luck. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's coming next for you, but let's go. And that's what we did. So in this memoir that I wrote, it's called The Boy Who Became More Than We Could Imagine. That's what happened. He became. And it goes on to tell his story. The chapter headings our titles of songs, because we lived by music and adventure. And this book is a glimpse into this incredible soul who we got to have in our life. And what an adventure, what joy he brought to us with his resilience that we don't know how he developed it, except for we're pretty sure he was just built from the ground up from that little dude. And that's what he did. He came home from the hospital. His disabilities were quite a lot in number. We could count them on both hands and a couple of toes, and he just kept going. He would get done with doctor's appointments and go look for his favorite food that we got out of the vending machine. I'll tell you, they were the stinkiest chips that made the mess and were ending up on every surface, and we loved it. And so that's what the story is about. Everything went to music. Everything was a two-step, some forward, some to the side. And we did it with joy and a lot of perplexing days. But it was joyful and it was hard as nails. But that's what we did from the very beginning. From that moment he pulled himself back up again, when the doctors didn't know that he was going to ever do that, in their wildest dreams, we kept going with those dreams. And my word, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I want to just say, what an incredible story. What an incredible life. What was your son's name, or what is your son's name?
Thank you. So his name is Dallin, and we love that name. We knew that was going to be his name from the moment we knew he was going to be a boy. And we're like, ah, here you are. That's who you are. That's Dallin. Thank you for asking.
Dallin. And what's Dallin's last name? Is Dallin Pierce?
Dallin Pierce. Yep.
Dallin Pierce. Yeah. I just want to say what really struck me. Well, first of all, we want to let the audience know that Dallin is no longer with us in this life, right? He passed away.
He is. He did.
How long ago?
It's been almost 11 years. And yet people still come up, interestingly, and they'll see me and just rush up to me and say, oh my goodness, it's Dallin's mom. And no, I am rarely known by my name, but I will always be known as his mom.
And what a legacy that is.
It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And I can feel the emotion. It's beautiful. I want to say what struck me so much about this incredible story, this incredible lived experience, is Dallin's rebelliousness early on, when the doctors told him, or told, they didn't necessarily tell him, they told you,
right,
that, you know, because he's in the crib. I think you said 2 years old or something.
Correct.
Right. And so they're basically saying he's never going to walk. And pretty much the next day, he got up and he said, basically rebelling against that authority, like, who do you think you are to tell me and my body what I'm going to do or what I can and cannot do?
It was joyful. And the look in his eye when they were saying that, he was watching them and listening, and he was, the illness that came to him was so powerful, so overwhelming, and yet he was watching and he was listening, and he was like, mm-hmm, let's see what's going to happen. And I don't think any of us knew the pure tenacity that still was within, that had been there for his entire 2 years. And 2 years sounds such like a sweet, small bit of time. And yet it's a powerful bit of time. Two-year-olds are extraordinary beings. And that's what it is.
Well, I think it's amazing. You know, again, how long did Dallin live?
He lived almost 22 years. So 20 years past that point.
Yeah, I mean, that's so huge. You know, it sounds like he just had an incredible life and also love for you.
He did. Right. And I think what's amazing is he would look at us and say, are you here with me? And I watched my sweet people that I get to be around, my family and my friends, and I look into their eyes now and the opportunities that we have now to say, are we here? Are we going? Are we pouncing? Are we going to do it? And that's what we can take forward and say, are we living it now to the point that we're going to pounce forward?
I think that's so profound. It almost feels like, you know, he was born for this time for you to, you know, create a legacy and to live on and to be known as Dallin's mom. That's just amazing. I'm so glad that you came on the show today to tell us the story. What a story of hope and resilience and strength for anyone that's listening and dealing with disabilities. Anyone, it doesn't matter who you are, you know. So let's tell the audience how they can find you on social media.
Thank you so much. So the best ways to find me are my website, which is juliapearce.net. That's P-E-A-R-C-E.net. I love to network with folks. And then also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, it's Julia Pearce on those three platforms. I do love also to dabble on Pinterest. That's a fun place for me to go down my rabbit trails and be creative and remember that I do love to play in the dirt.
That's so beautiful. I think it's incredible. Let's tell the audience where they can find that book.
So that also is on Amazon or Kindle. The Audible is coming out in the next month. It can also be found on my website. There's a link there under my writing tab that you can find that.
Well, thank you so much again, Julia, for coming on and telling us this incredible journey, I mean, and legacy, and telling us about your beautiful son. So thank you for coming on the show today. I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in and for listening to us. We wish you a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year and many new blessings in this year for prosperity, for health, and for an amazing life that you're going to create. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. We'll see you next year. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.